Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Or 51551 if you want to text us. Thomas Banks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Katie. How are you?
I'm very well, Thomas. Thomas, you have a bone to pick with Fáilte Ireland.
Yes, indeed, because I believe they have ignored Knock Shrine as one of the premier places to visit in Ireland. And it, up to recently, before the Guinness Hop Store was established, Knock Shrine was one of the premier place for tourists to visit, not alone Irish tourists, but foreign tourists.
Yeah, is it 1.5 million pilgrims a year to Knock, yeah?
Yes, that would be it.
Are you one of those yourself, Thomas?
I would be, yes, yeah. I'm very fond of Knock. I remember being brought there by my parents when I was a child, and I still travel up and down to it, you know. And I'm always amazed by the number of people. Actually, I was just there today now, and I went into the Apparition Church. Mass was being said by a French-speaking Swiss priest, and he had about 100 pilgrims with him, you know. And, like, they are tourists who came all the way to Ireland, and each of them is spending the equivalent of, I'd say, between 75 and 100 euro a day to take hotel costs and that. And I think for Fáilte Ireland, they're making a big mistake by delisting Knock Shrine as a place to visit. I just cannot understand it. You know, it's like it's like rugby fans coming to Ireland and a huge match on and them not being told about it, you know?
Well, like Fáilte Ireland says that, okay, it's not on, that they have a list of top visitor attractions. They're the ones you have to pay into and the ones that you can go into for free. And it's not on that list, but they say it's because it doesn't qualify, doesn't meet the criteria because it's a shrine, it's for pilgrims, it's not for a tourist attraction as such. Would you not accept that?
Well, what I would say is that any tourists that are in the west of Ireland, and I've spoken to many of them, Katie, and they're non-Catholic, Protestant, Lutheran, Muslim, and they all, if they're in the Knock area or Mayo area, you know, at Cage of Fields, whatever, even at Knock Airport, it's all promoted there. And they will visit it, regardless of what religion or no religion, you know. And I think the criteria they say that you have to have organised tours, they say that's not happening. But in fact, it is happening. There are daily organised tours in and around the shrine. There's a lovely new museum there at the moment, and it's well worth a visit. You know, it goes back in history, back 150 years, and the admission is only 5 euros. So, you know, they're wrong in saying there's no admission. There's admission to that, and they're wrong in saying there's no organised tours. I think it's just kind of whoever is made that decision in Fáilte Ireland just wants to promote a kind of a non-religious secular agenda, and it's just a kick in the teeth for Irish Catholics.
Oh, so you think there's an agenda behind this, Thomas?
Well, it's like a lot of things happening in Ireland, Katie, where religion is being pushed to the margins and, you know, devout Catholics are being seen as freaks and all that. You know, I might be wrong in saying that, but I feel Knock is a real money spinner. If you ever visit Fatima, which is in a similar situation in Ireland, but whoever developed it, there are hundreds of hotels around it. It's a small shrine. And it's a really, really fantastic money spinner for Portugal,
but,
you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, some people might say now that, you know, Knock mightn't have done itself many favours, really, because there's a lot of, would you call it, religious stalls they're selling, you know, those kind of cheap
I'd agree with
souvenirs.
You there, Katie. That does take a bit from it, but it was even worse years ago, before 1979, when there were stalls and huts of galvanised roofs all along the main street, but Monsignor Horn got them all moved into one side, and it's more respectable looking now. You know, it's a beautiful area to visit, and you could spend a half a day there, and you certainly have plenty to see. In fact, during the novena there recently, I went down there on two occasions. It was on for 14 nights. And on the 15th of August, you wouldn't get a place to stand. It holds, I think, between 3,000 and 5,000 people. But every seat in it was taken. It was on twice a day. And like there is, as the Italian Archbishop who said Mass there, he said there, you know, there mightn't be a great lot of practice of religion now, we say, but there's a deep longing, and longing for spirituality, a longing for God, a longing for some sort of faith and meaning in life, because we're all in this life only a very short time, and our life comes to an end, and, you know, we're thinking beyond that. But
And of those thousands of people, Thomas, what percentage of those would be domestic pilgrims, if I can call them that, Irish people going to Knock for the day?
Yeah. Well, I would say, just for instance, today, Katie, now, there's Mass nearly every hour in the Apparition Chapel. And when we went in there today, there were about 150 people there. And I would say about 100 of them were tourists, you know. And the season is nearly over now because we're almost into September. But if you went there in June, July, August, you will see people from India, French, English, Americans, you know. And all over the world, you know, you will see them. And I think it's an awful pity that it's not promoted. Well, I have to say, to Discover Ireland now, they have it on their website and they have a very good description on it, you know. But Fáilte Ireland will miss out on a huge money spinner there. Like, if you go into the Guinness Storehouse Hop, that's really worth going to see.
But yeah, and again, Thomas, the Fáilte Ireland say it is important for tourism in the West, and it is promoted on its website because of that.
Right, good. Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good. But I think they should promote it more. And in fact, Mayo County Council, I think, are promoting it as well. And the local church authorities in Knock are trying to promote it and get pilgrims in from America, which they have done in the last couple of years. You know, they had charter flights in. But if you compare it with Lourdes and Fatima, Katie, I think there's a big deficit there on lost revenue, lost tourism on that. I think it should be exploited, you know.
Stay with us, Thomas. We've got John Kelly on the line now. John, good afternoon.
Okay. Good afternoon.
John, you have a B&B down in Knock.
Well, I have, yes, and I would be under Fáilte Ireland.
Indeed. And what do you think of Thomas's point there?
Well, Thomas is making some good points there, and of course, the main thing about tourism is it doesn't matter your religion or denomination. The main thing in tourism is inquisitiveness. And I'm sure if the Italian government wouldn't like to see the Vatican closed down. And I wonder how many more than Catholics go into that Vatican every day, how many go into Fatima, Lourdes. There's a lot of airlines I know would shut down in Saudi Arabia if Mecca closed down. So it is...
It is a lovely place, John, but I don't know if you could compare Knock to Mecca or the Vatican,
well,
in fairness.
Well, we won't if Fáilte Ireland doesn't include us, you know. We have to get the publicity, because there's people around the world that have never heard of Knock yet, and that is the sad thing. And... that's why I'm saying that Fáilte Ireland isn't recognising us. And their criteria is an attraction may be defined as a permanently established destination. Now, they're fairly tough on their criteria themselves when you put their shamrock outside the door. And that it's capable of attracting day visitors or tourists, which must be open to the public without them necessarily having to pre-book. Now, Knock covers all that criteria, and I don't know why they're disregarding it.
That goes on there. I'm just I have that in front of me, actually, John.
Yes, that's the primary, from our own Western people.
The primary purpose of the attraction should be sightseeing, for which it may be feasible to charge admission. It should also allow access for entertainment, interest or education, rather than being primarily a retail outlet or a venue for sporting, theatrical or film performances. And then it goes on to say, this is from Fáilte Ireland, Knock Shrine is a place of pilgrimage, so it wouldn't fall under this criteria, hence it doesn't feature on the list. And that's the top visitor attractions list.
But, like, can we define attraction? Can we go into the dictionary and define attraction? Attraction is attraction. You know, if I went into a place in Ireland, if I stopped off in Dublin tonight and said there was a place down the road there that attracts 1.5 million visitors a year, well, I'd want to go and see that. That's an attraction in itself. There must be some attraction here.
Do you think it is the fact that it's a religious shrine, that's what it is? Do you think that that's why Fáilte Ireland are balking at putting it on the attractions list?
Well, maybe they should join the queue, you know, because just because a thing is religious, there's cathedrals all over the world. Everybody in New York goes down to Fifth Avenue, down to see St. Patrick's Cathedral, and they're not necessarily Catholics. They just go to see the building, and the same in Cologne, in Germany. You know, the religion here is getting a bit of a beating about. Now, I'm Catholic myself, but we had a hospital here in Mayo, and we still have it, and they had a crib up every Christmas, and a few people objected to it, of a different sect, and then it was taken down. Now, I was at Cairo Airport one day, in the queue, and just when it happened, all the Muslims left and went out on their mats and left us all standing there. So we had to put up with that. Now, Ireland was mainly Catholic, and it is the tradition in this country that we are mainly Catholic, and we'll stick by it, I think.
Stay with us, John. Michael Moroney.
Yes. My attitude to religion is I have no affiliation to any religion. I would be secular in my outlook, but I would believe in fairness and justice. And if you delist one religious attraction, then you have to delist all religious attractions. And that would include the Chester Beatty Library in my thinking.
Why would the Chester Beatty Library, that's that lovely library in Dublin Castle, why would that be
a religious attraction? Well, that has the Koran there, and that could be seen as promoting Islam. And I have no problem with Islam as a religion, but I do have a problem with treating different religions differently. If you delist one, you delist all.
Well, I think people, to be fair now, Michael, might go to the Chester Beatty Library to see many of the exhibits there rather than just the Koran.
Sure. Sure, I agree. Yes, they might, but the Koran is there, and many of the items in the Chester Beatty Library relate to Islam, and therefore it's a religious attraction, you know. You don't have to be an adherent of Islam to visit the Chester Beatty Library. You don't have to be an adherent of Catholicism to visit Knock.
So you're saying what sauce for the goose should be sauce for the gander?
Absolutely. The Rock of Cashel was also the bishop's residence in Cashel. You know, you could make an argument for that, although that's the...
If we keep going, Michael, we'll have half the attractions in the country delisted.
Absolutely. So it don't delist anything. If they're an attraction, they're an attraction. And the fact that it's a religious thing shouldn't matter. You know, nobody, when they visit a place, has to adhere to any religion. They don't have to, make any religious commitment or anything else. So just leave it as a tourist attraction.
OK. You know? OK, Michael, thanks for that. Mary Cunningham, good afternoon.
Yeah. Hello, Katie. First of all, I want to say my ambition's realised to speak to you because I listened to your programme. I hope it's on again, the 10 o'clock show.
Oh, yes, indeed. We're hoping once the alt comes back.
I hope I'm one of your biggest fans as well as Joe.
Thanks for that, Mary. Tell us, you're a big fan of Knock as well.
I am. I think Knock is the most peaceful place ever I visited. It's absolutely, you get a peace. It's just lovely. And I can't understand, Katie, why it's delisted. It's beautiful. And when you think of the legacy of Monsignor Horn, that they thought he was mad in the time that he wanted an airport for Knock. He had queer vision, hadn't he? And that airport at Knock, I was brought by a Bangarda friend of mine, Noreen Finnerty, and she brings me every year, and we have a picnic at it. And honest to goodness, I come home so refreshed. I'm a wheelchair user, Katie, and if you ask me, it makes my year. It's one of the things of interest and other things, but not just the peace there, and you forget your troubles and put them all in God's and our Blessed Lady's hands. And I think it's been an awful error of judgment and indeedness.
Yeah, now I suppose we should say we keep saying it's been delisted. I don't know, was it ever listed actually? We'll have to maybe look into that. But we know it's not on the list right now.
That's something we should look into. And I know you look into it because you could accomplish anything, Katie.
Mary, I don't know about that.
I'm serious. Is your programme coming back?
It is, Mary, it is. It'll be back. Late debate once the Dáil session
gets
underway.
Well, I'll have to do a OT on it sometime.
Okay. Well, we'll stick with Liveline.
We'll stick with Liveline for the moment. Which is the most important one at the moment. And it's it's beautiful. It's peaceful. There's I know a lot of people go to Lourdes and other religious places, but I can never understand that because the peace is there. And what I mean is most people that can do that is good, but we have Knock beside us, and it's beautiful. And they're after doing the Basilica up, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I think this is the 140th to the 150th anniversary, and it speaks for itself.
Mary, thanks for that. Because we have Bridget on the line who would agree with you. She also thinks that Knock is a very special place. Good afternoon, Bridget.
Good afternoon, Katie. How are you?
You also are a regular.
I love Knock, yes. And I'll be there the weekend, please God, yes.
What do you think is so special about it, Bridget?
Well, what I think is special about it, first of all, I think it should be changed. The name should be changed to the Eucharistic apparition. It's a Eucharistic apparition rather than a Mary apparition. So I think that is a big thing for me.
Explain that to me now, but I thought it was a Marian shrine, was it not? Was it not? Was that not the apparition that appeared?
No, it's the only place in the world where the Lamb of God appeared, and St. John and Our Lady, and you know, the whole Eucharistic, and St. John and St. Joseph and Mary, of course. So that is the Eucharist. You know, this is the Lamb of God. So I think it should be called a Eucharistic shrine.
You're a regular visitor, Bridget.
Yes.
And you think it should be promoted more?
I do, definitely, because it is really beautiful. It is really beautiful, and St. John's there when you go in for a cup of tea. Everybody's so friendly, and you have a cup of tea there, and going to confessions, the priests are marvellous, and, you know, it's really a beautiful place to go to, yes.
Okay, Bridget, thanks for that. Joan Johnson, good afternoon.
Hello, Katie. Good to hear what they're saying. Now, I've only just come in on it, and I just have to ring to say that we are, my husband and myself, visited the place last summer in our camper van, and we found a lovely campsite just beside it. Now, we are members of the Quakers in Ireland, and so we did explore it on the night and just walked around. But we decided to go in the next day, and you know what? We stayed the whole day. And what struck us was that it was a very special place for many people, and that we must always recognise and be tolerant of other people's religions that mean a lot to them, and we mustn't tread on their dreams. Now, I did get the end of just what the conversation before, and you see, we wouldn't be thinking so strongly on certain aspects that Knock would consider very important in the people, but we were taken by so much of the sincerity, and it does mean a lot to people. So that's all I wanted to say, that we spent the day there, and I would recommend anybody to go there and take from it what they wish.
And you say you're a Quaker yourself, Joan?
Yes.
yeah, just like given that, as you say, then you wouldn't subscribe to the religion.
No, the rituals.
But do you think then, if we go back to the start of this conversation, do you think it would qualify to be a top visitor attraction on a tourist guide?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as that, to be honest with you. To me, I think it would be hanging on. No, I would think it is very meaningful as a religious centre, all right, but I couldn't see that it would warrant going up onto, say, Well, you said that it was on the Fulch Ireland website, is that right?
It's on the website, we understand, but it's not on the list of top attractions. And some of the fans of Knock and the people who've been talking to us are saying, look, it's got 1.5 million pilgrims a year. Why doesn't it show up on that list? Surely it must be one of the most visited attractions in the country.
Yes. Well, I would have thought that there are certain categories, you know, for that list. And certainly I wouldn't go as far as putting on a list for a tourist attraction, as it were.
But you think? Would you recommend it to
I would.
All? Yeah,
I would. I would indeed. I think we came away very enriched, and we could see how meaningful it meant to all. Observation of the age category was quite high. You understand. There weren't that many younger people there.
Indeed.
But we felt it actually, I think, was just before the Pope was coming. Was it last year he came? I think it was. And visited. And they were all very excited about it. And we could get good feeling. And there was a lovely quiet room there, which we went into. And there was it was nearly like a Quaker meeting. It was silent. And then there was a lady there, and she talked about a particular story in the Bible, and it was very acceptable. And so I would recommend it to everybody to go and visit it once at least, if you're living in Ireland or a visitor. But as a touristy attraction, I wouldn't go as far as that.
You wouldn't go as far as that. Okay, Joan, thank you for that. Thomas, if you're still with us, Thomas, Joan, very complimentary, very impressed by what she saw in Knock, but she says it's not a tourist attraction.
Well, I suppose, you know, if you look at tourist attractions in a secular sense, you know, there is a more religious aspect to it. But the fact that it gets about 1.5 million people every year, Katie. And one thing I forgot is, well, last year there was a huge mosaic installed in the Basilica. And it's probably the most renowned piece of artwork in all of Ireland. It's about 30 feet high by 30 feet wide, made by Italian artists. It's, you know, depicts the apparition. And you know, just to see that is outstanding, even if a person only came to Knock, had no religion, an atheist, and they were interested in art, they couldn't but admire it. But I'll just finish with this, Katie, and that is, if I were Minister for Tourism or Head of Ward Fáilte, I would organise some sort of huge campaign to get Americans in, Irish-Americans, Irish in Britain, bring them over to Knock Airport, bring them on a tour of the West down to Dún Aengus and the Aran Islands, visit Galway, Connemara, the Burn District, you know, Cage of Fields, Knock, then bring them up to Donegal, Kirkpatrick. You know, there's so much opportunities there that are being missed out. And it saddens me to think, you know, anytime I go to Fatima, I think, look, what's happened? What's wrong with us in Ireland here that we can't build up the tourism base like they have out there? I know they have the weather and all that, but in summertime, you know, we should be doing something like that. And then we wonder why young people are leaving the west of Ireland. Like, 20 out of 30 young people in the west leave their homes every year to work in Dublin or the east or London or England, you know.
But if you heard what Joan was saying there, she was really struck as well by the age profile of the pilgrims that she saw in Knock. And would you acknowledge that you're not talking about younger visitors?
Yes, I would, Katie. I suppose as people get into their 50s and 60s, they realise their mortality, you know, and that the next world is facing them. And
they get a bit afraid, Thomas. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah. They get a wonder, well, I better be on the safe side and do something right for the rest of my life, you know. And I suppose that's part of it. But there on the 15th of August, they were I was amazed at the number of young people that were there. Well, it was a holy day, but especially young traveller women and men, and really dressed, you know, top class, and young people from all age, from all parts of the country there, you know. And it's I think even from a secular point of view, there's a huge opportunity there in the west of Ireland. You know, we have a lot of people coming into Dublin, a lot of people working in Dublin. We could do it more, you know, more hotels in the west and more tourists in the west. And all we need is the infrastructure to be built up.
Okay, Thomas.
And it's to be promoted by Bord Fáilte, you know.
Or Fáilte Ireland, as we're calling them these days. Thomas, thanks for that. You've made your point. 1850 715 815.